Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Odyssey, it's a free app for you. I just saw this. Allowances. Did you get an allowance when you were a kid?
Sometimes. But I had to do chores for it.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the way it works, though, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the...
I think it was like $10 a week.
So you would have a list of chores.
Yeah.
That Bob said, hey, you got to get this done.
It was summer. It was the worst. Like, you wake up and you just see that list laying on the kitchen table. My sister and I would both be like, ugh. Because our parents went to work.
Yeah.
And so they left us this list. Oh, my. I still have PTSD.
Hey, could be worse. I grew up with a list and no allowance.
Aw, pumpkin.
I just saw this. Jamie and I were just talking about this off air. This can't be true, can it? The average allowance. If you have kids. All right, listen. The average allowance in America for a kid that's at home, whatever the age is, $30 a week.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
You didn't give Ralphie an allowance like that, did you?
No. He just has my credit card.
No, that's now.
That's an unlimited.
That's for emergency situations.
Oh, yeah.
Let me
tell you something.
Different. Okay. That's different.
So he has it's my account, but he has his own credit card, right? A platinum card, the American Express, because I'm a big fan of that card. And I think everybody should have one of those cards because they're amazing. And they give you so many great deals and so much free stuff. But anyway, man, I should be a spokesperson for that.
No, that's good. That's good.
Right? I'm sorry Solid. You didn't qualify.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've tried 3 or 4 times, and every time I get more rejected, the letters seem to get harsher.
But anyway, so we have a deal that he can have that card, but it's for emergencies only, right?
Right.
And he's done so good, right? He's been on a 2-week road trip.
You've been bragging about it.
I have been.
To me, yeah.
Yeah, he's been on a 2-week road trip. He's only used all his own money that he earned, and I'm so proud of him. And then today, I look at the account, and what did I do? Oh my God, he just spent $79 in gas.
Yeah.
It
wasn't an emergency.
That wasn't an emergency. Yeah. Yeah. He just charged freeloading on his mom. $79 in gas. Yeah.
My theory is this. It's that woman.
That girl, Leah.
It's that girl, Leah, that he's traveling with. You know she's been in his ear since he left Colorado to say, hey, I'd use mom's card if
I were
you. That's what I would do.
She's not gonna care.
You can't put a woman within 50 miles of a credit card. You just can't do it, okay? Yeah, that is what's going on
that
here.
Felt that felt sexist, by the way.
It was.
I'm not going to lie.
And it was.
It certainly
was.
My ex-husband, he's like, hey, listen, when you're in the sand trap, always hit the ball a credit card length behind the ball. And I go, what? He goes, it's woman talk. You hit the ball a credit card length behind the ball in a sand trap.
It's like girl math.
That. Yeah.
I got to remember that. Right. I got to remember that. No, she's talked him into it,
yeah,
Jamie
White. Right?
That's what's happened. Because that Ralphie's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
Very responsible. Got his own money.
Yeah.
He doesn't need mom's
money. He's been on the road for 2 weeks and hasn't used my card once.
I think you're being a little, you're jumping to conclusions a little bit.
$79, yeah. It says Amazon.
What do you mean jumping to conclusions?
But I feel like maybe he just mixed up his cards. Like,
oh,
maybe
please.
He put in the wrong
no.
card, or maybe he used the wrong card.
You can tell a debit card that is just a regular, you know, Wells Fargo debit card from the heavy, shiny, heavy American Express
But two
platinum.
Weeks? I mean, and then he just used it?
Yeah,
Carson.
Because of that girl.
Carson.
and her boobs.
Nobody on the planet mixes up a credit card.
Nobody.
You know when you pay, yeah, who's paying.
That's right.
You know. That's right, so I don't even know where that comes from.
You know what it
Nobody
is?
Mixed up a credit card.
You know what? It's that only child syndrome.
Yeah, that's what
That's
it
only
is.
Child
he,
syndrome.
He just doesn't get it.
Because Carson's an only child. My son's an only child. You guys have that only child syndrome.
Mistakes happen. That's all I'm saying.
He whipped out that card. Mom's going to pay for this. Mm-hmm. My theory is this, okay? Yeah, he's got his own money. But if I'm the girlfriend, what do you want him to spend that money on?
Uh-huh.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Her.
Yep.
Okay. So let's not spend $79 when you can spend it on me. Let's spend mom's $79.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
It's a lot easier.
That, yeah. Because see, for that's a kickback to the girlfriend, man. She's looking out for his money because she now sees his money as her money.
You know what he's going to say?
Yeah.
Mark my words, because he's
style,
done this
man.
Before. He's done this before when I've questioned him. Mark my words. He's going to say this. He's going to say, oh my God, I don't know what's wrong with that debit card. I put it in and it was declined and I have money in my account.
Yeah.
That's, well, that's a good move.
He's going to say that because he's done it to me before.
Little shyster,
right?
Let me get back to the allowance real quick here, okay? The allowance, $30 a week. If you give an allowance in chores, that's fine. Is that right? Because I think that number's too high.
That is a lot.
That seems like a lot. That's $120 a month to a child.
For a little kid, like 10.
For a kid.
Yeah.
Now, Frog, for an example, okay?
Yeah.
We can't get Frog to do any list whatsoever. That kid, I swear. I've never had any of my kids to have a list, ever. And that's, you might call it bad parenting. Which I don't care what you call it. I really don't. But I've never gotten any of my kids. I don't think my boys, who are now, you know, in their 30, near 30. I don't think they ever mowed a yard.
What?
Wow. I don't think my children ever mowed a yard.
That is a oh my God. I had to mow the front yard. My sister had to mow the backyard.
Yep.
Ugh.
That Bob put his foot down.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You had to have it done. But and we would hear his truck in the gravel, and my sister, I'd turn off the TV really fast and just start scrubbing stuff.
Act like you're doing something.
Because we got whipped. Like, spanked the tar out of us.
And me too. I was in the same boat. I had chores I had to do. I mowed. I mowed the churchyard for him. But I don't think my kids ever. And Frog, let me get back to Frog. He's 7, all right? We'll put together, well, not we, his mom. She puts together a list for him almost weekly. I don't think we ever check anything off of it. The kid just does not want to do a chore. Now, he doesn't get an allowance.
Yeah.
Okay, but he won't. He just is against chores.
So I have one for you. My son started a snow blowing business, right? But he wouldn't snow blow my driveway because I didn't pay him.
There you go.
Hey, that's being a good businessman right there.
There you go.
I'm like, what? He's like, Mom, I have a business, so you need to pay me.
I'm not doing anything for free.
I know. I'm like, what?
I don't know anybody that gives their kid $120 a month for their chore list.
That is a lot of money.
That just seems a little high. I mean, I could see 40.
Yeah.
You know, $10 a week, maybe? Something like that.
You know what, though? You need to look at you as a parent.
$120, that's a car payment.
You have four children that have never mowed the lawn?
I don't think so.
That's crazy.
I really don't.
That is crazy.
I don't think any of them have ever started a lawnmower.
That is...
Now, probably my oldest, because he had a house at one time.
Yeah.
So he probably mowed his own yard, yes. But never around me.
I don't think I would admit that on the radio.
Well, truth is the truth, Jamie. Sometimes you got to live with it, you know? Is that wild?
That is crazy. Four boys. They never mowed the lawn.
Can't even fathom
that. They have
that.
No idea what a Briggs & Stratton 3.5 is. No idea.
Oh, my God.
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.